And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back to hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on a mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the San Diego Landings on a beautiful Southern California day. And Eric Sheets is here from Cal's. It's Cal's Custom Reels, not just two-speed reels.
Yeah, I mean, we stopped.
Just like you do everything.
Yeah, we stopped two-speeding reels earlier this year.
Yeah, so you don't even two-speed reels because you don't have to, right?
No, there's just too many regular two-speeds to even bother to make
sure.
The parts anymore.
But what you do is you just make things better.
We try.
Yeah, no, I've had them. No, they do. They've made many of mine better. And we're giving away a great prize for one lucky caller, right?
Dude, how about that? $100 going to the best in the biz, the gurus of the reels. Yeah, $100 gift certificate to Cal's. And basically, like we said, I mean, that's good for anything, whether that's going to be a big mega project that you do that you're putting $100 towards. If you've got a Talica, if you've got a Fathom, you've got a Torque, you got anything like that and you just want that reel to perform better. What's so cool about this, and I almost say the same thing, it's almost like a dirty pool thing again. Like, you have that reel tricked out. Say you're in your arsenal, you got three or four Talicas, and you got a 12 and a 20 and a 25, and you decide that you're going to have your 20 sent up and have Eric go through the thing, maybe change the handle, maybe do the blooper, whatever that might be, and you get that reel back. The next time you know, the other two are going up too. It's such a incredible, notable difference. Maybe you put a lower gear into your 20 or your 25 because you want a little more power. Maybe you want a little better free spool. Maybe you want, you know, more range at the higher end of drag pressure. All of those things these guys do to your reel.
Yeah, no question about it. And this is an interesting one. Text from Mike in San Juan Capistrano wants to know what you think is innovations in saltwater fishing are headed.
Ooh.
In reel wise.
That thing's loaded, isn't it?
That's
a loaded question.
I had that one set aside, too.
Yeah,
I think a great question.
What do you think?
I love it because it's come from such a long place. I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, was it...
Can you make things better?
Well, I mean, we're always going to tinker with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what we do. But, I mean, some of the companies are using three speeds. I don't know. I've never used one. I mean, there's all kinds of different little things.
I mean, is there a need for a three speed?
It's
complex to me.
To me, it does, too. I'll be honest. It seems complex. But if two of those gears are the right ratio that you want, I wonder if you can just sit there and bypass and just not use that other gear. I mean, if you wanted a high and a low, and that's what you wanted, and maybe that's the one for you. I don't know.
Okay. I love it. I think that I was a hater of it. I'm like, it's dumb. You never need that. Why would you do that? And I'm not a 1-to-1 low gear ratio guy. For me, it's just too slow. I like taller gears. I like a taller high gear. I like a taller low gear. Because I have yet to hit the wall where I'm really having difficulty turning the handle in low gear. I know that'll come at some point, but right now I like it. And when I've finished off fish for people with a 1-to-1 gear ratio, there's no doubt there is stump pulling power. It is so easy to turn the handle. But for me, I don't feel comfortable with it because it's just too slow for me. It's great when the fish is 40 feet away and I can see him circling and spinning. 1-to-1 is fantastic. But when I'm still fighting the fish and it's kind of straight up and down and it's moving a little bit, but you're wanting to be in low gear, 1-to-1 for me is slower than I like. But I would love to have it for the last 50 feet. So to have the ability of fishing high gear when you need it, low gear for fighting a fish most of the way, and just being able to use it for the last few feet, I loved that idea. So, yeah, who knows?
So maybe, you know, a quality reel manufacturer will come out with something like that.
Exactly, because the one that it's in right now, no thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, and that's kind of our our question that we ask people. A low gear, a super low gear is not for everybody, for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
You know, I get guys call up and says, oh, I'm told I have to put this in it. And I ask questions and like we were talking about and find out information of age and strength and all that other stuff. And I'm like, you probably don't need it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, but there's a lot of guys, like my dad says, you can't, as far as he's concerned, you can't put a low enough gear in any of the reels. He's
so,
like,
so what, yeah, because he likes, he'd like one-to-one, right?
Yeah,
but,
and most
but,
of us
but,
would
but
be
what's
able to
your average reel, to, like you buy a Shimano a Talica or you buy a, you know, Penfathom or whatever, what's the two-speed on those? What's the average two-speed on those?
You mean as far as the ratios?
Yeah,
and,
what do they
yeah,
come with?
You really have to look at inches per line of what they put out
yeah.
of each one because you have different sizes and diameters and all that other stuff. The Talica, all this is just off the top of my head, but like a Talica 20 is probably around 3.3, and when we lower the gear, it's down to 2.4.
So that's still pretty high.
So
that's a low. That's the low gear.
Yeah, that's the low gear. We don't modify the high gear in that reel. It's been fine for
yeah.
that. But
then,
there's all different kinds of
you
ratios,
can modify
yeah.
all that stuff. So what reel would come with a 1-to-1? That seems
those are usually good. Like on a 50 size reel.
Yeah,
you know.
So like he's saying so much of it is about the inches per turn of the handle because the diameters of the spools are all different. You know, a diameter on a Talica 20 might be 3.5 or 4 inches tall, but the diameter on a 50 wide is double that. So, uh-huh. you know, and what gear ratio is one, when they say it's a 1-to-1 or a 3-to-1, it's when you take one full turn of the handle, your spool will spin around one time, or you take one turn of the handle, it'll spin around three times. That's a 1-to-1 versus a 3-to-1.
So the bigger the spool, the less you're going to have to turn. That's the
correct.
Less
right.
the ratio.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
why, like, you'll see a little bass reel will have an 8-to-1 gear ratio, and you think, well, that's ridiculous. Well, it's not ridiculous. If the spool is only the size of a quarter, it needs to turn around
right.
eight times to get, you know, the line coming on the reel fast. But if the reel is three times that size, and you go half the gear ratio, you're still gaining more line.
Yeah, for example, like when we do those reels for Prince Edward Island again, when we go up there and do that.
Yeah.
So the Pen 70s are 1.5-to-1.
And what's the high?
I'm not sure, but maybe 3-to-1, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so
not,
both
it's not,
pretty
it's
low.
It's not usually a problem.
Because it's a big,
in the high gear.
Exactly,
yeah.
yep.
But we've lowered the low speed down to 1.15, and it makes all the difference in the
okay.
world. And we put just a tiny, instead of the 70 handle, and we put it on like the 80 or the 130 handle. Just a little bit longer handle, which gets you, like, let's say 10% more in power or feeling with leverage, and then a lower gear too. So every little bit on something like that makes a difference.
So that's the kind of stuff that you guys do. You can
for
take
sure.
a,
yeah.
a Pen or a Shimano and or whatever reel, and you'll adjust the gearing to whatever somebody wants.
Yeah. yeah, not in every reel, but of course, I mean, there's a big portion of them that we do that for guys.
Yeah.
They do things like, in my opinion, and this has nothing to do with the radio show. I have all types of gear and access to it in the tackle store, but for me, Talica 2-speed is where it's at.
Yeah.
It is my favorite reel. I love them. They fit in my hand the best.
Yeah.
I love the drag. I love the freeze ball. I love everything about it. They are perfectly fine out of the box. And I would say don't have, but like, they do things just in case. Like, my Talica 50 has been to Eric and Cal and is capable of more drag pressure than it was when I started, and then has some safety features built into it. I've never had a problem with the anti-reverse out of my reel, but because of those guys, there's a safety anti-reverse system that's even more robust than it comes. You know, the reel is fine.
Whether it be the 50 or the 20 or the
right.
25. Or
the reel is fine how it comes. I never had that problem, but now that I'm pushing, you know, it's just like building a car. If you're going to build more horsepower and you're going to build more stuff, well, you know, now you've got to work harder to get it stopped and things like that. And so, you know, after those guys trick out some things, they do other things that you just wouldn't even think about, like, you know, altering how the reel does stop and altering the anti-reverse system and things like that.
Fun times.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. We have some very patient callers waiting to talk to you, Eric.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Bruce? He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Merry Christmas to everybody.
See you, Bruce.
Eric, my question for you is, how do you know it's been worked on by you guys? Do you have an insignia put on it or something of that nature?
We don't. We internal-wise, we mark the reels, but You know, since day one, my dad has always liked it that there isn't a big sticker. There isn't, the, you know, all kinds of stuff on the outside of the reel, that it looks like that factory reel. These factories make great reels, and we're not here to slam them or anything else like that. We're here for, let's say, 20% of the guys that want to modify them and make them better. So, I mean, no, there is no external markings that we've done them. But I will say that we hear all the time, though, the guys, they'll hand their rod or reel, rod and reel to the crew to cast it out, and they were like, okay, you've done something to this.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, great, great question. Thanks.
Well, that was mainly for.
All right.
What was that? Thanks a lot.
All right, Bruce. Yeah. Hey, another great text. This one. Good morning, guys. I bought a pen 80 wide that I want to use for kite and big bluefin tuna. Are the drags okay stock, or do you recommend sending it in to you for an upgrade?
You know, there's not a yes or no answer. I mean, check your reel, as I always tell everybody with all the reels. Check your reels. If it gets the drag pressure and you're happy with it, then you're good. If there's something different that you want, you know, then we can see if we can modify to that. And if you're just not sure, I have guys that bring reels in all the time and say, hey, let's put it on the scale here. Let's check it. Let's see what it does. And then we kind of go over with what they want to do.
Unless there's an issue with the drags being bad out of that reel, it's highly unlikely that the drag pressure is what would need to change. As far in terms of answering your question, with that said, you could do all kinds of stuff to make that reel work a lot better.
Sure.
Maybe it's handle that's different because you bought an older one and you want to upgrade to that newer, softer rubber handle. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want a lower gear like you're talking about for your big fish fishing. Like, there's all kinds of things that you could do to make the reel work and fish better. The number of drag pressure on an 80, probably not, you know, I mean, that reel's built for what Eric was talking about earlier, catching 800-pounders, and even, you know, you hook a 300-pounder on the kite, you're not even going to put that reel through its paces.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, historically, almost all the reels that were put out years ago, they just didn't get that amount of drag, though. You know, so you had to, that's where we came into effect. We really had to boost them up to get the drags. Well, then they all kicked them up higher, and they got more drag out of them, so they were good. But, yep, you're exactly right with that.
All right, very good. Well, let's jump back on the phone.
How about we talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hills.
Thank you so much. I was going to ask about three-speed reels because I was wondering, is that just a gimmick? And I take it that the third gear is going to be a ultra-low gear. But it leads me to another question. You know, I've been told it's when you got a ripping tuna on and you got your two speed, really don't want to go into low gear in case that thing turns, starts screaming at you. You got to take your line up really fast. Leads me to a question for you guys, have a lot more experience than me. When would I go into low gear? I have never even used it yet. I've just horsed, you know, just try to get the thing to color and gaff, you know.
Eric? Yeah, I mean, I would say you physically fight it in high gear so you can't, till you can't get any more line. Usually it's best when the fish has calmed down a little bit too, because too often I see guys go into it too early. Like, hey, I've stopped the fish.
Go into low gear too.
Too early, where the fish will stop and they'll be like, okay, hey, it's come tight, and then they'll go into low gear, and then all of a sudden it's too loose and they're messing with it, going back and forth. You know, if you're talking about a big reel or a decently big reel and you're going for big fish and there's been big fish around, I would say stick with high gear for a little bit there, a couple minutes, and wait till things have calmed down. But, you know, if you're going for tuna and they get down into that set circle and you start to see that rod tip bounce and stuff like that you're doing, that just those big circles, hey, you definitely want to be in low gear then.
Yeah, and then sometimes like a big tuna will settle into like the thermocline or something like that, and you just can't move them.
Yeah.
That would be a place where you'd put it in low gear?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even the super low gear. Right?
Super low gear. Yeah.
Hills, you talked about like, I don't know when to do it. It's one of those things that's harder explained and easier felt. You know, when you get to that point, and that's where it's, okay, there's no doubt this is why you use a two-speed reel. You just physically can't turn the handle You push that button, and next thing you know, it's just, you know, you're turning the handle, no problem. You may not be gaining line as fast, but you're gaining instead of not, you know. And inches at a time is a whole lot better than nothing coming on.
For sure.
Yeah, and you're even talking about different, too, if you're on a private boater where you can actually go to the fish and you would want to stay in high gear even more. If you're talking about you're hanging out here on the Royal Polaris and the anchor's down and you're sitting there, well, then guess what? You might need low gear a little bit more because you're from a set position.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, Hills. Appreciate that very much. The Iron Man, Gary from Lawndale, had a question for Eric. He says he used to work with gears and machines, and sometimes gears can make vibrations and noise. Do you make your own gears, or do you bench parts?
We do make our own gears.
You make your own gears?
Yeah, we do. Cal pretty much does most of that stuff. But the gears that we cut are just the straight-cut gears. We don't do the helical gears. Just kind of don't have the ability to do that. So ours are going to be just slightly, for a guy that's in the know, slightly rougher than the other gears, but they're perfectly smooth. I mean, for everything that we're doing here, it's not rocket science or anything. Yeah. We're out having fun washing and stuff. Yeah, exactly. And it's worked perfect for years and years and years.
So you have your own machine shop and machine your own gears.
Yep. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
Our old gear cutter, it's pretty cool. So I guess my grandpa bought it used, a used gear cutter back in like 1950.
Wow.
So rad. It's this big old heavy thing, a heavy machine that's, you know, it's cast iron or whatever it is. It's just huge and heavy, right?
It still works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
That's probably better than some of the new ones.
Maybe.
I'll bet so. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on with our fishdope.com report from the man, Captain Dave Hansen. That's your saltwater guy. Today, his catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check out all these killer holiday specials. Starting with the rub specials, 3 rubs for $20 and 10 for $60. They make great gifts for coworkers and as stocking stuffers. Also, their famous party platter, which is $55 and includes smoked fish, tuna jerky, applewood smoked cheeses. You're going to choose from a variety of flavors on all of them, the fish, the cheese. You get to trick it out the way you want it. It's a sure hit at your next holiday gathering. Check them out at Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we've got your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete.
Morning, Dave.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And having that gentleman in there today talking about reels is perfect because we're going into a kind of a weird little situation here starting on Tuesday. It's not going to be very pleasant out on the water, so I was going to send out a couple of tips for this week. And number one tip would be if you're thinking about getting your reels done or getting something done, you got to get your stuff into Eric as soon as possible because if you guys saw what happened last year, as soon as they opened rockfish season up again, it was full speed bluefin fishing. So if you don't get your reels in soon, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to have them by March because everybody, I don't know if you saw, but we were catching fish up until, well, we're still catching fish. What am I saying?
Yeah,
they're still biting.
This weekend.
Right. They're still biting very, very good out there. But it's going to be time to get some of your reels serviced, and you're going to want to get that stuff in sooner than later. Ricky can tell you more than anybody. It's going to be a mad dash to the finish line to get your reels done in time. So if you're thinking, hey, I need to get my reels serviced, I would get them in there sooner than later. It'd be a good time to get them in there now. We got a little bit of stuff coming through here starting on Tuesday. And if you look at Fish Dope, there's also another thing, Pete, I don't know if you've talked about it. I kind of listened to the show as much as I could yesterday, but I was out fishing, but they're changing the rockfish. I don't know if you saw that, but there's a thing on Fish Dope. If you look right now, they're changing the rockfish. Reds are going to 4, and they're taking our copper rockfish and changing the limit to 1. Ooh. And that'll go into effect March 1st. So if you're thinking you want to get out there and catch a few rockfish before the end of the year, I would definitely get out there because come March 1st, it's going to all change. It's going to change. They're saying the copper rockfish, something's wrong with the amount of them out there or something. I don't really understand it, but they're changing it.
Dave, is that a copper rockfish we call chucklehead?
Correct.
Yeah, chucklehead for a knucklehead.
They're common. We catch a lot of them.
Totally.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Like the endangered focaccia, right?
Are the endangered sheephead.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, we and you could have a whole show about this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Danny and the boys over there at Fish Dope, they stay up on everything. If you go over there right now, I was just reading about this. I didn't even see it coming down the pipe, and then I had to go look at the reg change, and, yes, it's happening. So,
yeah,
they'll get some copper rockfish before the end of the year.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and like you say, fishdope.com is your source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. Great last-minute Christmas gift, a gift certificate that'll give for a whole year, a year membership to fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Yeah, Pete, you're right. There's nothing better than giving the gift of knowledge. So Fish Dope's got a great deal right now. You use Pete's code, and you can get a discount on that Fish Dope. Check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We have a bunch of videos to watch of how to catch fish. And then I have gift certificates available also, and we just opened our new store. So check us out, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will talk to you guys next year.
Yeah, yeah. January 2nd will be the next Captain Dave report, because we're no show December 26th. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, Dave, and we'll talk to you next year.
See you, Dave.
All right, guys, talk to you next year. Bye, Ricky.
That's fun.
All right, appreciate that.
Hey, that's going to wrap up our report today. Again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out that Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives built by Anza. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com. For more info and get that Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
All right. Hey, question, Ricky, and you know Rockfish, of course, with a name like Rock God Rick. Chucklehead. Is that picture in the Bill Varney calendar December, is that one on the left, is that a chucklehead?
It's a brown rockfish.
That's a brown rockfish.
Which looks,
okay.
Which is very appropriately named. It looks like a red, but it's more brown.
But it's more brown than a red.
Yeah, that's just a brown rockfish.
Chuckleheads are a little more like
a little more pink in color, and they're kind of blotchy on their forehead.
Right.
Like a lot of times the blotchiness is almost like sometimes it's a shade of green or a light pink. It's a distinctly different fish, and not a lot of rockfish have that, you know. I don't know how to better describe it other than just like on a blotchy look on their forehead.
Yeah.
But a little more pink in color, and they're pretty easily identifiable.
Yeah. The caution is after March 1st, you better know what a copper is.
Yeah,
because
I mean, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you
with
said
a limit of one.
And you said it best. You do need to know what they are because they're very common.
Catch a lot of them.
I was so bummed on that one. You know, whatever. Their science tells them whatever it tells them. But, like, it's hard for me to digest because, like you say, it is a super common rockfish. They're very good eating. They're very commonly the size of – if you're going out for a day of local rock cod fishing, they're often, you know, a nicer, bigger size. It's very common to catch, you know, 2-, 3-, 4-pound chucklehead. Like, it's, you know, the one you're stoked on coming up making a couple tacos out of. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I was definitely bummed when I saw that go down.
But I think you sell them like a fisherman's line on a lot of tackle stores. Get like a rockfish identifying thing and keep it on your
boat. Smart thing to have, no doubt.
Just so you don't make a mistake and get a big ticket.
Yeah, big time.
Because you know, come March 1st, they're going to be looking for them.
Right.
Yeah.
For real.
And the other thing, too, I'm going to caution people about rockfish fishing, is that if you're headed into Mexican waters, you need to do, I mean, they'll be watching for that, too. You need to do that declaration of entry because you can still take 5 and 5
right.
Down in Mexican waters, but you do not need to do that declaration of entry, and I think you have to file it online too, right?
Well, Wayne Cotto was talking to us, Neil and I on our boat, we've got a little stack of those things that just live, you know, in a bag inside the console, but Wayne was saying that there is a new one, so yeah, go on, you know, either CCA's website or the Department of Fish and Wildlife's website and just print out a few of those. Keep them on the boat. They're easy to fill out, at least the old one. I haven't even seen what the new one looks like, but the old one at least was just you filled in the Mexican fishing license number of every person that was taking a limit, And it was just, you know, I got five reds and I got five coppers and, you know, an approximation of weight. And that's all you have. But they definitely wanted it filled out before you cross back over the border.
Yeah. But, and they'll be watching.
No doubt they will. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, sure. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Phones are packed up. Text, too. If you want to get your shot on the phones, it's been a solidly packed morning. And we do have an open phone line for the first time in quite a while. That's 213-432-1090. It's open right now with no waiting. We're going to talk to Tom Connors from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas to everyone there. And my question is, what is involved with blueprinting a reel? And if you have time, can you comment on the Tiburon automatic reels?
Oh, okay. Good questions.
So let me start with the second one first as far as the Tiburon. I don't have much experience with them. They're reels. Rick, do you?
I mean, familiar with them for sure, just in that, you know, it was like a – But in as far as the internals, no. I mean, it almost was a reel that had like two presets. You know, one preset was for your drag. The other preset was the amount of pressure at which the reel switched over.
Right. And that's kind of where I've the amount of experience that I have. And the other question was about
blueprinting.
So what is blueprinting? So blueprinting is setting the reel up so that it'll fish the way that you want. If we just took a mid-size reel. Okay, in a mid-size reel, you may have five guys standing around, and one guy wants to fish ultra light, one guy wants to fish, you know, ultra heavy, and the other two are somewhat in the middle. It's setting it up so that it's got the correct range on the slide lever so it'll fish the way that you want. And, you know, we do quite a few reels for guys on the East Coast, and they're fishing line class. They'll be, you know, a big talic of 50, and they're only fishing 50-pound test on it and stuff like that, where I'm having to build such light drag into it, it actually gets too much. So when they set their drag at strike, they're coming halfway up to strike before there's any drag at all. So they want me to detune it and set it so it's got the correct range internal-wise for that. And then on the other end, it's guys that fish, you know, massive drags that we talked about of setting it so it's got the range for that too.
Yeah.
And it includes a complete service at the same time and go through a machining the cam and the stainless plate and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Is that the most common service that you do on reels, blueprinting? What keeps Eric busy most days?
It's the blueprinting. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely doing that. I would say gears are, let's say, one out of three, one out of four type of thing for guys.
And how do you get that done? Do you take the reel to your local tackle shop? Do you just mail it to you guys at
There's
a
little
house?
Of both. There's several tackle shops that that send reels into us. You know, you can go right here. If you happen to be locally here, you can go Fisherman's Landing, or if you're in Oceanside, you can go to Cairns. And there's several different tackle shops. You talk to them about what their setup is. Some tackle shops just do their own service and stuff like that too. But we get guys that drop in every day. UPS, FedEx, post office, they all show up every single day. There's and these days it's quite a bit. So
yeah, and you just find out that information and stuff at
correct
at your website.
Yep. And we're
what's
in
the website?
It's cals2speed.com using the number two. Yeah. But right now we're kind of redoing the website, and it's functional, but it's not.
You can find the address and where to ship things.
All the address and everything on there.
Perfect. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text, and a lot more over there. If you stay tuned, it's Let's Talk Hookup on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
You can apply now for grant funding for newer and cleaner engines for your vessel. Grant funding is now available from the San Diego County Air Pollution Control District to help marine vessel owners get cleaner engines and shore power technology to reduce diesel emissions. Through these reimbursement programs, you may be eligible for up to 85% of the cost of repowering your vessel with new Tier 3 or 4 marine engines. You could also be eligible for a shore power retrofit, too. The project must meet all of the requirements of the programs, but there are millions of dollars available. For more information, call 858-586-2600. That's 858-586-2600. Or visit www.sdaapcd.org for more details and application instructions. The San Diego APCD has provided millions of grant funding for clean marine vessel projects. So don't miss out. But hurry, you must apply by January 7th. Newer and cleaner engines for your vessel. You don't need to do it on your own. Let us help.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Hookup! Great time in here with Eric this morning from Cal's Reels. This is so much killer info. A great price. $100 to Cal's at the end of the show.
Yeah.
They're just having a great time, man.
For sure. All right. And still time to join us on the phones if you want. 213-432-1090.
You got it.
JP standing by, and I'll take your calls.
Yeah, and also the text, man. Hit us up on that Let's Talk Hookup app and shoot us a text just like we had from Rex this morning from Rancho Santa Margarita. Good morning, guys. I have an older Avet Pro EX30, and the anti-reverse dogs make a huge amount of noise. I almost feel like I'm turning the handle with a clicker on. Is it possible for Cal's to do any sort of upgrade to a more quiet anti-reverse system? I love my silent Talica.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of what we do when we go ahead and blueprinting the reels. We fine-tune all of that kind of stuff, but your Talica doesn't make any noise at all, and that just can't be done with that other reel.
Different system.
Yeah, it's just a complete different system, but it definitely masks it as far as being quieter and everything else like that when we're done.
Okay.
All right. Another one along the lines of another reel manufacturer from Bob and Huntington Beach has all accurate reels, and he wants to know, is there anything you can improve on an ATD 50 two-speed or an ATD 30 two-speed? Do you do any of that work?
We do. We do the blueprinting on those reels. Same thing, machine the cam and different stuff like that on the reels. And that's one where we definitely have set up the range, so you get a lot of range. Quite often, on a reel like that, if you set 25 pounds of drag at strike, right when you put it into gear, you're going to have like 10, 12, 15 pounds of drag. So you're not having much range there. So we can definitely add more range to it and everything. And we go to and fine-tune everything out. So when we're done, the reel will spin like 95% of the time it spins way better when we're done.
Do you still make, which I think is the coolest thing for that reel, the two-speed button?
We do.
That
we do.
Oh, man.
That that's like big button on the side.
Yes,
yeah.
I think that is the most trick thing you
we
can do.
We do it for
to
that one, and then the Okuma Makuras, which have become really popular
as far as
the button. Yeah, with the button and stuff like that, that guys like that.
Can you describe what that button is and how it's different than what the factory
Right.
Is?
So if people are familiar with, let's just call it like the Fathom series, the two-speed. So when you're in high gear, your button sticks out, let's say a half an inch, and you're in high gear. The button's sticking way out. So when you push it in, either with your thumb or hand, or sometimes guys are even using their palm. They're not taking their hand off it, and they're hitting the button with their palm. So in, all the way in, which is flush, will be your low gear. And so, I mean, there's guys, and that's what you were saying, that they'll just be grinding on a fish, and they'll hit that button, and they'll slide it into low gear. So that's what it's like. As opposed to now, the button is all the way out flush, is in your high gear, and you have to push it all the way in and make sure that it's fully engaged into your low gear.
It's just like everything they do. There is nothing wrong with the factory stock design of that two-speed button. It works great. It's perfect the way that it is. But you do need to take your thumb off of the handle and push the two-speed low gear button all the way in. And with the trick button that they make, you can just keep your hand completely on the reel, and you just flex your palm inward, and the reel's into low gear.
Well, and like Jack had always said, I go, well, you guys will probably copy that now. And Dodie goes, no, that's your thing. You know, that's your thing. And now Dave and Douglas are there like, no, that's your thing.
That's
you
your
guys,
custom
you,
thing.
You do that. And Okuma's been great with us. No, that's your thing. We just kind of leave it. And both of those companies use our grease in the reels. 100% in all the reels they
that's
make.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
That's cool. Well, let's jump into those phones.
They're packed solid. Jeff from San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today? Merry Christmas.
Same back
to you, buddy.
Hey, I've got an accurate turn, and just seems noisy. The grind, the gears just sound like they're grinding. And I sent it back to Accurate, and they just say that's the way the reel is. Is there a way of quieting that down?
I have no experience with those reels other than just, you know, being at the tackle shop and turning the handle and stuff like that. But I just don't know. Yeah, I would.
You know, Accurate's really good about their servicing and stuff like that. So if they're saying that's the reel, then I'd say that's just part of it, right?
And, you know, it's one of those things that there's nothing wrong with that reel. You know, I mean, they are a little grindy isn't the right word. It's just the engaging of the teeth on the gears. It's just not it's not like a crazy buttery smooth. It's more F-150 than it is luxury car, you know, and that's
right.
That's what it is.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's a good description for sure.
All right. Cool. Hey, hope that helps you out. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us here. A text, interesting, talking about small reels, and this is Brad in San Clemente. He wants to know, what are some of the smaller reels that you work on? We talked about John Pandelis days, and things have changed a little bit since then, right?
I mean, the small reels that we're working on these days, most of them are your Talica 8s, 10s, 12s, 16s.
You work on those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we print those. We have guys do those. And then the same thing on the Penn Fathoms and Torx, the smaller ones, the 15, the 15XN, all those different ones like that. And then same thing down in the Okumas, the real, you know, some of the real small reels that they have, the Makuras. And then on the accurate size, it'd be like the 6 and the 12 and those ones.
I mean, think about if you're the new school version of John Pandelis and you like fishing small reels, you can take a Talica 10, send it to Eric, have the thing blueprinted to be your 40-pound reel. You could fill that reel full of 65-pound Max Quattro, fish a short top shot of Seaguar Floral. I mean, you're going to put a bunch of line on that reel. You're going to have appropriate drag pressure, and you've got a reel you can make for your fly line sardine outfit a legitimate 40-pound, maybe even sneak up to 50-pound reel that is teeny and casts a bait really nice and doesn't weigh anything. When the bait's trying to swim line off your spool, he's got such a little weight of spool to turn. I mean, it's
so when things are touchy too.
I
love that Talica 10. My Talica 10.
Cool.
So what would you do to a Talica 10?
Yeah, money's no object. We're sending you this 10, and I love fishing finicky flyline bluefin, and I might hook a 50 or 70 or 80 pounder on that reel. What can we do to make
that one's
trick
just
possible?
The blueprinting. It's there. We don't do any special gears or anything for those.
And the blueprinted would give you better free spool.
The free spool generally will spin a little bit better. I know each one of them out of the box vary from one to the next, but you're getting it customized to how you want to fish your reels.
Yeah.
And again, it'll spin a little bit better and get better drag performance, like what I talk about. So if we wanted, let's just say our number was you wanted 12 pounds of drag at strike or 10 pounds, whatever that number is, right when you put it into gear, when you set that 10 or 12, right when you put it into gear, you're going to have 1 or 2 pounds of drag. So you've got a full range on your slide lever that it makes it so much easier when a fisherman's running or you go, hey, I'm just, you got to up and over a guy that's 6'7" and you got to be able to lift your rod off the rail. I mean, you can't, there's no way you're putting 20, 30 pounds of drag when a guy's that big up and over him. And so that's what we do when we're doing them.
What about handle? Can that be changed at all on a Talus 10?
There's a slight modification that we've done that we put the Tiburon handle on that one, but it's not just bolt on, able to bolt on. Cal has to make a miter. Yeah, for the 8 and the 10, yeah. For the bigger ones, the handle just fits right on. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to just put a longer handle on it and not have us do any work, you can probably do that yourself as far as just putting the handle on and getting a little bit more power out of it. But on the small one, yeah, we have to make a little modification. Just, again, safety factors, which you were talking about. There's a little thing inside that we have to adjust so that you don't get any problems.
How about the knob itself? Can you change the knob around?
You can. So that's the biggest thing that guys have gone over years. Some guys like an oval knob. Some guys like the cylindrical knob. Some guys like the angled knob. It's all different, and it's funny. Guys get super particular as far as what they like. Some guys want every knob to be the same on all their reels. Other guys just don't care, and they were like, whatever. So most of the ones that Cal and I like are what we call that Baja type of knob, that oval shaped knob where you can't grab it wrong. It's not like it's upside down, but some guys don't like that.
I feel like I'm in the minority. Like that shape, like the shape that comes on a Talica 25, that is my favorite shaped handle, and I put it on everything. Like I have had Alan Carrick modify, 30s and 50s to put that stuff. That to me is what I find most comfortable, and I feel like I'm in the minority when I'm talking to people about reels in the shop. It seems like more people like the T-bar-ish style handle. I love that Talica 25 handle knob. That for me is just that's what fits me perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, let's jump back on the phone.
How about this time we talk to Tim from San Diego? Tim, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. It's probably a silly question, but do they do any left to right? I'm a left hand. I fish everything left, but a lot of things don't offer that luxury, or do you? Like a lot of Shimano stuff doesn't have. Do you do any of that, or is that even?
We do some of that. Probably the best thing to do is to give us a call for that, and we can go over specific models that we do.
That you can actually switch from a right hand to a left hand.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, when I was on my last trip, there was a guy, and he said the problem for the left-handed community of fishing is there's not a lot of big reels.
Right.
There's several small reels, but there's not a lot of big reels.
So what would be some of the big reels you could do?
So during the beginning of this whole COVID thing, we had a tackle shop send in a whole line of the new VI series of the Internationals, and he said, if you can do it, do it. So we sat there, and we had a whole time, and we did all of them. We did from the 12, the 16, the 20, the 30. So all the new Penn VI series we can convert over to left hand.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah, and so that's huge. We've had over years guys have us do Tiagras and stuff like that. Off the top of my head, I can't remember whether we're doing the Talicas or not. But there's quite a few that we can do. And if you give me a call at the shop or anybody else listening that has any questions about that, just give us a call and we can figure that out as far as which ones work for, again, your style fishing, the size reels you want, and everything else like that. Then there's a bunch of companies they'll come out with. I know, like Accurate, they make some of their ATDs that are left-handed out of the box. And there's a couple of the pens that come out of that. Left-handed.
So with all the new deep drop swordfish stuff going on, do you do anything with electric reels?
We haven't yet.
Yet. Well, did you hear that, Ricky?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I welcome the challenge.
Yeah. That's the thing with these two is Eric and Cal put their head together. Like, there's nothing that they can't figure out. Now, whether the time and effort and money that it's going to take for them to figure it out makes sense for what you want, what problem you want fixed, well, then that's the individual basis. But there's nothing that those two guys can't figure out.
I'll let a guy know, hey, I'm not sure this is really something you want to do. It's, again, it's rather costly, or it's this, and just we just kind of go from there.
They are super, and I'll back it up. They're super upfront about it because we send anything that's specialized like that that comes through Fisherman's Landing. We call Eric and Cal, and there have been plenty of times when they could have said, well, yeah, send it up to me, and I'll spend a bunch of time, and you know we'll make a bunch of money doing it. But they'll often be very honest and say, look, can we do this? Yes, but the labor and time that is going to take to do it is just not going to make it worthwhile for his project. Are we willing to take it on? Of course, but really make sure that they're going to want to go this route because we need to pull the whole reel apart and build all these special things. And are we willing to do it? Absolutely, but they're very upfront about things like that, and I really like it.
No, it's good stuff. All right, let's try it. Thanks for the call. Let's think in one more.
How about Greg from Paris this morning? Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Hey, two quick questions. Do you guys work on vintage tackle reels? And also, how can you improve a Baja Special pin?
So, at this point, we're only working on the lever drag reel. So, if you, I've always said that, like, because it's my local hangout spot when I'm near my house, if you have a star drag reel that you wanted to be worked on, I think Ken's is the guy. I mean, we have a great working relationship with him and take them in. Or if you have a tackle shop that you have a good relationship with, too, and you know what they've done, you know, or and then a lot of guys, there's a lot of tutorials on that stuff about how to work on your own gear, too. So it's and then as far as vintage gear, if you were talking about star drag, it'd be the same question. But if you were talking about, let's say, an old school like 1965 or 70 reel from Penn and stuff like that, but it is an international, yeah, we work on those.
Yeah. Example of that Lever is drops, Rollo's reel, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was a vintage reel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it certainly. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. We have can sneak in one more text. I found a good one here. It says this is from Jeff in Escondido. He says he has a Penn Fathom 30 2-speed. Are there any modifications you suggest to make that reel better?
Great question.
So the blueprinting is what we've been talking about all morning, and that we definitely can do to it. I love changing the high gear in that from 5.5 to 1 to our 6.6 to 1 that we make. It becomes a really cool jigging reel, everything else like that. You get a lot more. And we go back to our inches per line. You get a lot more that you can get out of the reel, which I've used for yellowtail, surface iron, different stuff like that for Wahoo, everything else like that. And it's been fantastic. We can do that to it. And if you feel like it, you can put a longer handle on it. But I don't know that it needs it.
Do you own any Star Trek reels?
Yeah.
You fish with Star Drag reels?
No. You said, do you own any?
Do you fish with them? Do you fish with any?
Yeah, I have some. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, I can tell you this. I sent my Talica 20 and 25 into them, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just the blueprinting, the drag, you know, the handles, the dog spring, the whole thing. They're just like... it's a great reel, and you made it even better.
Yeah, and again, exactly. I love our relationship with Shimano and all the companies that we have out there. And it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Did it need that?
No. But
did it
make it better?
Yeah, for sure.
And customize it for what I wanted.
Well, and I told you guys last time I hear it, that was my favorite flat fall setup when we were talking about Metallica 20. That I love that. A lot of guys are going with 25s, but I go with a 20, and I really stack the Spectra with a lighter Spectra underneath.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the capacity out of it.
Use that Max Quattro in it?
I didn't. I had like some 60-pound hollow braid on it and stuff like that underneath, but I don't remember which brand it was. But, yeah, I had a bunch of that, and that would work great now that you're saying that.
Max Quattro.
Because it's so small.
Oh, yeah. You can put a lot of line
right
in there.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out who's got themselves a $100 gift certificate to Cal's. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time this morning. Big congratulations. $100 gift certificate to Cal's. Congratulations to Greg in Paris. You are going to get hooked up by the best there is.
Oh, you are. Take those vintage reels and send them right to Cal's there. Right. Get $100. Yeah. Well, hey, Eric, great job. And Cal, sorry you didn't make it, but Eric did a great job.
Yeah, we miss you, Cal.
Yeah, we miss you. And thanks for calling in. And again, now is the time, like Captain Dave said, right? Do it now.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Send it in, mail it in to you, or take it to a tackle store that will receive them, like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and some other Ken's Custom Reels and Oceanside, the other ones, Longfin and Orange, so they do.
And Bob Sands, up in the valley there. Okay. There's several of them.
Just say, hey, can you send these to Cal?
I know those are the ones that do it, and there's several others that will definitely.
And you just go down and pick them up and.
Either that or they end up just shipping them on in.
You ship them up to them. In. And then what's the turnaround right now?
Oh, you asked that question.
Yeah.
Reels that are coming in right now, I'm quoting March. We are just crazy busy, and guys are actually being super smart this year and getting them in early. I think they're looking forward to this next
March,
year.
March, huh?
Yeah, beginning of March.
Right? Okay.
Send them in now.
Send them now. All right. So, again, website?
Cals2speed.com, using the number 2. Phone number is 626-357-4441, and Cal is standing by right now, probably at the top.
Standing by.
So take your phone
take
calls,
yours.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. And I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. They always have some great information in there, so be sure to check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, you always find out who our guests are going to be next time, for sure. And I want to remind you, programming notes, we're off for the next 3 shows. So if you need a fix, just go to the archives. Go to the archives on the app or on the website and just listen to an archive. No show next Saturday, which is Christmas Day. No show next Sunday, which is the day after Christmas. And then no show New Year's Day, Saturday, January 1st. But we will be back live in the studio here, right here, the day after Christmas. A great start to the year. Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher will be here. Going to be giving away some surfing books and all kinds of stuff. So that's Saturday, January 2nd, and giving away Rollo's Reel and that trip to St. Thomas Fishing Charter. So thanks to JP, thanks to Adam, to everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks for support and listening to Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll see you January 2nd.